The next patient is Lisa Nichols. The last name is N-I-C-H-O-L-S. First name Lisa, L-I-S-A. This is number one clinical case of a 54-year-old. White female that is a patient of Central Florida Healthcare that has been referred to this office because of the presence of proteinuria. This patient has a 15-year history of the diabetes mellitus, and she has been with a blood pressure, with a blood sugar that has been under fair control period. Lately, after the passing of her son, the patient got out of the diet, and apparently she didn't follow the treatment. The way she was supposed to. And that is reflecting in the blood work. The patient had a fasting blood sugar of 139, and the serum creatinine was reported 0.85. The BUN is 13, with an estimated GFR of 81. Mls per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 329 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Similar to the prior determinations. If the macroproteinuria is positive, the most likely situation is that the albumin creatinine ratio would be elevated. The patient wants to go back to the regular schedule that she was in terms of taking the medications and following the diet, and we are going to repeat the albumin creatinine ratio and make a decision regarding the addition of SGLT2 that I think that is necessary in this particular case. Number two, arterial hypertension that is fair control. 152 over 87 is the determination today. This patient apparently has been using alcohol. And she promised that she's going to go back to the way she was before. And for that reason, I am not going to change the prescription. Following number. The patient is overweight with a BMI of 31. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient was explained about the need to change the lifestyle again. Back to what she's supposed to be in order to get everything under control. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.